so many big moments here. How cool was it to know that this is just, it's not been just one of those 1 month stories, 2 months. This is just put a very satisfying season. How do you view it?
Yeah, like I expressed, one of my first times in here, this is something that I don't want to say I expect to do, but it's not surprising to me. I put a lot of work in the off season. I have a lot of trust in that room from the guys, and you know, it's something that, like I said, I put a lot of work in, so I'm very confident in my game, and just getting the freedom to play and have just a great group of guys in that locker room who only want to win, only want to go out and compete at a high level. You feed off of that, and it's fun. It's something that makes the culture and the clubhouse something you want to come to every day. And it's just fun. It's just fun waking up playing a child's game that we really love. And it's something that, like I said, I'm not very shocked by, but the job's not finished. And we're just taking it one day at a time. And tomorrow's a new day to do some things and keep the ball rolling.
Probably don't have too many homers like that one. Huh? Walk us through what happened in that event.
Yeah, you know, Braxton was pretty tough on us all day. He's been really good all year. And for me, I was just trying to really simplify the game, as you can see, just trying to hit some line drives all over the park. The last few days I've been kind of, you know, like I said, on the post game, I was a little erratic with my swings, kind of chasing pitches outside the zone. So today I really wanted to focus on getting a good pitch to hit and just hit a line drive and not trying to do too much. And when I hit it, I'm like, all right, get down for a hit. You know, I'm very simplistic, I would say. And, you know, God just works in mysterious ways. Somehow it snuck over, and, you know, it was one of those funny moments. You know, I hit a ball hard to center field, and it gets caught. And then, you know, hit one that, you know, seemingly should be a single, and it goes over. So, yeah, I'm just very blessed. I'm very happy. And like I said, this team is just fun to just come around every day and compete.
Now, you talk about the clubhouse chemistry. You've played on a lot of different teams. What separates this specific clubhouse from the ones that you've just played in the past?
Yeah, I think the fact that a lot of our guys, and not a lot, every guy in that room, nobody has an ego. And, you know, we'll talk about, you know, our rotation, we'll talk about our position players. You know, we got some superstars in that room, and you walk in there and you won't even tell they're superstars just because of how selfless they are and how much they just really love baseball. This team is here early every day, scouting on the pitcher, trying to improve on the things we did wrong the day before. I think that's what a lot of people don't see and don't realize is we're very critical in our game. Even when we win, we go back, we dissect what we did wrong, and we're very detailed on trying to correct that so we can accomplish what we want to accomplish at the end of the year. So I know we have a little bit older group, you know, and I think that's actually playing in our favor because of the experience and us understanding, you know, every day the task at hand and what we need to accomplish to be a good team.
How does that older group impact the lack of ego, I guess? Does that have something to do with it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it does or if it doesn't. I just know that, you know, this group has a ton of experience, and I think it's one thing on everybody's mind, and that's a World Series. And I don't know if that's experience or if I don't know if that's youth, but I know that we're all playing for something that's much bigger than us every day, and I think you guys can see that out on the field.
You've seen a lot of Austin Riley over the years and these last couple of days, or what have you seen from his swing and his at-bats?
I mean, Austin Riley, in my opinion, I've seen him play from a young kid to now a veteran player, and I still think he's one of the top third basemen in this league. I mean, the things he could do, the way he grinds on the defensive side, which I don't know if he gets a lot of credit or not, but he makes so many spectacular plays over there. He posts every day. And his bat is a threat, even when he's not, you know, putting up the numbers he normally puts up. I know pitchers know that. That's why they still pitching tough. And you guys see it, flashes of it. And it's still in there. He's a talented player, and he would be the one to tell you that he's gonna, you know, do what he says. And I'm not gonna speak for a person, but I know that he comes in here every day and he's working on his swing. He's working on getting better. And in my opinion, like when you watch the BP rounds, it's unbelievable the power he has in his bat. So that hasn't went anywhere. It's just about stacking the days and one day at a time. And I think he's focused on that.
On the topic of just people in the clubhouse, like Dubon is somebody that's really praised for his presence, but how nice is it to see, you know, just him be able to also back it up on the field with the way that he's been able to play the past few days and just entire season in general?
Yeah, Mauricio is he's a veteran player who's been around, but also a spark plug who's filled so many different roles. He was on the World Series Championship team. He knows what it takes to win every day. He knows what it takes to post, like I said, at different positions. And he's a gamer. I think when you look at that locker room, we're all in the same boat as far as just ball players. We might not be the flashiest or whatever the case may be, but we all love the game. We all know what we need to be doing, and Mauricio is just a candidate for everything we preach as far as being a ball player and being a man of brave. And he comes in every day with energy. He comes in every day with scouting reports and different things, and yeah, he makes his team go. And I think him competing at a high level, stuff you don't see in between pitches, in the dugout, him talking the game, that stuff is something that's very impactful. And you guys probably don't see it in real time, but this group, it doesn't go unnoticed, and that's why he's so valuable to us.
You said that liner maybe should have been a single, but were you concerned at all that it might fake?
Yeah, 100%. That's why when I hit it, you know, I'm telling myself in my mind, get down. I saw off the bat, obviously, in the corner right there, you know, if I keep it fair, left fielder might not have a chance to make that play. So when I hit it off my bat initially, I'm like, yes, I did a job, which getting Oli home. And when it snuck over the wall, you know, that's just being diligent to your plan and then just keep grinding and keep swinging at good pitches. And yeah, it just happened to work our way today.
Did you get the post game putt today?
We had a couple putts. You know, this team is a team game.
Were you one of them?
Maybe.
Because you were practicing before the game, so yeah, I don't know, maybe you knew something that we didn't.
I got a tip from one of the clubhouse guys. You know, he told me I was going to have a big game today. Okay. So he told me to get my putts in.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you, guys.